This is Judith Richards interviewing Ellen Phelan at her studio at 42-30 10th Street, Long Island City, New York, on Saturday, November 15th, 2008, for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, Disc Number 1, Session 1.
So, Ellen, let me see if we can
hear. The levels are right?
Yes, that's fine. So we're going to start at the beginning, and I'd like you to talk about your family, your immediate family, and if you'd like, other family members, and where you grew up, and your early childhood.
Well, that's a rich territory that I've been exploring in greater depth the older I get, which I think isn't atypical, how the brain works. And I would say my family was dense and unusual and small. I mean, it was extremely, extremely nuclear. My mother, my father, me, and my brother. That was pretty much
it. What about aunts and uncles or grandparents?
Very, very little stuff. I mean, my mother was essentially an orphan. I can go on and on.
Where was your mother born?
My mother was born in Detroit. Her mother, and these were fairly big families, both on the grandparent level. So both my father's family, my mother's family, these would be, 10 siblings on the grandparent level. But my mother's mother married this dashing Polish cavalry officer who was much her senior. Her dad, I think, was a dry goods merchant.
In Detroit?
In Detroit, who'd been there for some time. And the intellectual in the family was my great aunt Louise, her sister, who was a classicist. So she was actually one of the first women to graduate from the University of Michigan. And she was also a good friend of Mary Baker Eddy's and talked on the radio in Detroit on Saturdays about Christian Science. I mean, she ended up teaching Latin, I guess, in a high school in Detroit. And I knew her as a little girl. I loved my Aunt Louise. But so her sister, Kate, my mother is named for her mother, Catherine with a K, married the dashing Polish cavalry officer, very handsome guy named Wesley, probably Vasily Golowitz.
Do you want to spell that out?
G-O-L-J-E-W-I-C-Z, who fought in the Spanish-American War and was in the charge on Bunker Hill, et cetera, and was stationed then in Texas, I think, in San Antonio.
This is your mother's father.
It's my mother's father. So this is my mother's history is very shrouded and hidden, but her mother died when she was 2 1/2 and had a 6-month-old brother and died of an extremely preventable... My mother's mother.
Yeah.
Strangulated hernia, entirely due to Christian Science, I would assume. So the dad had...
The count. I mean,
he may have been a count. I mean, he was the black sheep of some aristocratic family.
Did that separate your mother from this huge family of 10?
Yes, exactly. She went to Texas.
From Michigan.
And I have very few photographs.